Simon Sadik Sifir Gimel. Mutar, Lover, Pivets Knesses, Vitos, Veragla, Vamechasev, Gemi. One is allowed to spit on the floor of the shul and then rub it into the ground with his foot, so he shouldn't just sit around over there, or cover it with some piece of material. This is based on the fact that in those days people would spit on the floor of their own houses. So the chiddush is that the shul is not on a higher level in respect to that, because that's considered normal behavior. Today, that people do not spit on the floor of the houses, they should not spit on the floor of the shul also. And Shabur brings that even that which he says you have to spit on the floor is only doing the other parts of the davening, but during Shemoneh Esrei you're not allowed to do that. Besides Shemoneh Esrei, Sifu Davening. Yashkim Odom Leisaknes Kedei Shimoneh Imasor Hori Shoyim. It's a proper thing to be from the first 10 people coming to shul. It means the first people from the minyan that are going to daven. Mishabur says it's talking about the first of the 10 that are going to daven. Kamuvan, if a person has a weak state of his body and it takes more time to prepare, there won't be tainas on him. The Arizal will come to shul with his tazen tefillin on, leave his home with the tazen tefillin on. So he would not always be able to be from the first 10, because if they started davening very early, before this man of Krishna, as a man of tazen tefillin, he wouldn't be there yet. Siptes v'ovim nishar, odom yichidah v'ispal v'is ha-knesses shem ha-sodis. The Knesset should be here, and with Tfilas Alves, she was found in the Laila, Chayiv, Chavir Hamtin, Loi, Achi, Sayim, Tfilos, Kedish, and Isbal, Loi, Tfilos. There's only one person left in Shul, and you are the second to last person. So, Loch is, if you're in a place that, by being left alone, the person remaining will be concerned about his safety, if it's in a field somewhere, out of town, or it's in town at night, there's a certain concern, being by oneself, then the second person should not leave, because he's going to cause the person who's still down with Shemoneh Esrei not to be able to have proper kavana out of concern of what's going to be by the fact that he's left by himself. The person who's down with Shemoneh Esrei is downing very long, he has a long list of requests, then the one who's second, the one who finished before him, does not have to wait for him. He can't, just because he has a lot of bakoshes, he can't hold up the other person. Which Rebbe brings also, if the other one came in late, and that's the reason why he's davening late also, the other person does not have a responsibility. He says more than that, that you see the guy knew that he's starting later than everybody else and there's a good chance he'll be left by himself, so he doesn't seem to be very afraid. But still, Amidus Chasidus, a nice thing, that one should not leave somebody behind in the shul by himself. The person came to, he was traveling, and he came to a town that he wants to sleep overnight there. Well, the same thing with the Sadlochus, if he's traveling during the day, early, at the night, and the morning came. In the fun of, ad ava milim, mokim, shespalim basar, tzorich, leilech, shom. Since he's going that direction anyway, he should not daven Shemoneh Esrei, if there will be a minyan within a 72-minute trip. And if he passed the place that has a minyan, then he is required to go back an 18-minute trip to get the minyan. So the minyan is an important thing, but if a person is so far away from the minyan, then, like we said, if he's traveling towards the minyan, it will take him more than 72 minutes, and if he's traveling away from it, or he's at home, and he's not going in the direction of anything. And in those situations, if there's a minyan within 18 minutes, he should go to the minyan. Bruce says that by going to the minyan, he's going to have to travel at night. When he didn't want to travel at night, then he's not required to go to the minyan. Sif Yud Zayin. Yeish mi sha'ime, shemikol shekhen shalai yashkim odin leilich me'ir, shemispan lo yasarim, yochalova ilim choyis vefza ve'er yam godin. People say that kabel chayim, a person shouldn't leave early in the morning before the minyan in this town. Because like we said before, you're supposed to go out and you wait to a minyan. If you have the minyan, it should push off your trip. Provided that you're going to get to your destination in the daytime. You're not required to push off your trip in the fashion you have to travel at night because you waited for a minyan. Mishabru says that this is talking about when he's going for a dvar reshus, something which is not a mitzvah. If it's for a dvar mitzvah, then he goes when he has to go. Mishabru adds in this whole din that the only reason why one should not travel early is because he may lose lose the minion, it's not bad that he said brachas. But if he didn't say brachas, yet he shouldn't travel at all before he says the brachas. The kids, before saying brachas, one should travel at all. If he doesn't need to travel, then depends. If you could push it off and down with a minion, that's better. If you can't, then forfeit a minion. So if he has to catch a plane or whatever, and he loses the flight because of tamei a minion, is not required. Sif Yuches, Beis Medrash, Kavua, Kodesh, Yoisim, Beis Knesses, the Mitzvah, Spal, Ba Yoisim, Beis Knesses, Lushin, Spal, Ba Soro. The mile of davening in a place where people learn is greater than davening in a place where people only daven. Mishra Ruz says that in a case where the place he learns has a small minion, the shul has a big minion. So he says, if this is the place he normally learns, then he doesn't have to go to the big minion, because even though he's forfeiting the Roivam Hadras Melech, but he's also gaining that it won't be mevatel from his learning. He'll always be in his base medrash. But other than that, it's better to daven a shul with a bigger minyan and daven in a base medrash, which you don't normally learn there. Mishra Ruh, though, explains that that which we said, that for a bigger minyan it's better to daven at the minyan than to daven at the base medrash, is only for a private base medrash. But a base medrash which is made for the tzibur to learn Torah definitely has more of a kedusha in base knesses. And then in the Chanami, it's better to daven in a base medrash that is used for public learning, even though you're going to have a smaller minyan, than davening in the base knesses, which is only used for davening, having a larger minyan. Some say it's even better to daven without a minyan, just not to lose out your learning and leave your base medrash. But davening should turn also it's only a person who's learning constantly and is not mevatel. You know, this person learning and he doesn't want to take up 5 minutes to go to shul, but then he takes out the newspaper and reads it for 20 minutes. There's something wrong with him. Yeah. So this halavai, we have more people at this halacha being nageya to. Yeah. Once again, this business of not leaving the shul because of itul Torah, it's not about that. Tell me, does not waste any of his time only for things that are necessary. Yeah. And even so, it's not proper to be magal oneself to daven without a minyan. Shloim adam yirat haaretz mimen v'isvatam basic knesses. It shouldn't be. Educate the public not to go to shul. V'chol shekin shelo yasim v'toy beis haknesses an shesivayim mitzlichus v'tchinus. Surely, a person who is going to shul should daven with the shul. He should not read other svarim when people are davening. Yeshivu says also the kriyas haTorah. He should listen to the kriyas haTorah. If he davened already and he's just in shul to hear the kaddish and kedusha, then he can be oisik v'toyah, because he's not part of the Tzibur that's done.